We are Radio Panic, 105.4 FM in Brussels. So 27 variations means 26 pauses, Ischel. To what extent is silence an integral part of a piece? Because obviously you have the playing, but then you have the silence. And to what extent do the musicians themselves, like yourself, do they have the largesse to make the pauses longer or shorter? Is it something personal, or does it something that comes with playing it repetitively? And does it change each time you do it?
I think all of them somehow, it's the first feeling of force is personal. But this personal feeling is changing with the acoustic of the hall where we play, because sometimes the sound is a little bit longer in some halls with the reverberation, and sometimes more dry. And also the sound of the piano is changing a lot. So the timing of silence is changing when we change the place where we play. And after for the feeling, for example, for a recording, how we keep the timing, it's really a feeling. And sometimes I can myself become obsessional with it, because I have to feel the right feeling when it's the next variation has to start. And this can become really obsessional, because I cannot explain it logically why. Sometimes, and sometimes it can be, it's logical because it's on the first beat, third beat, you know, we are just keeping time. But sometimes it's just a feeling why it's after 1 second, you need to breathe. And sometimes you just need to keep the silence and start. And sometimes you just follow. And this is coming with a feeling. Only the sometimes it's changing because the composer is writing. Sometimes the composers are writing some variations or some pieces they have to come to one after, so they have to just follow each other's. Otherwise, it's a very delicate question, because silence is making also music. It's very important in the sound. If there is only sound, we don't really understand what's happening. So as when we are talking also in everything in life, we always need to opposite side of what's happening. So silence are very, very important in music. And it's very important that the musicians playing the pieces is feeling the right moment to play and the right moment to shut up, let's say, sure. to stop to make sound. So I think when the composer didn't write something very clear, precise, it's the feeling of the musician.
Indeed. We say in English, silence is golden. So it's silence, as you say, is part of the music. It's an integral element there.
Although we are in the radio panic, you know, John, panic is a Greek word from God Panas, and the panic after the war, the Persian war in the Marathon, was Hesiodos wrote the historian, the father of history, wrote that there was panic, and that's why we will connect with Athens now. But before we connect with Athens, I must say that for the Greek audience, ακούμε το Radio Panic από τις Βρυξέλλες, την εκπομπή Ιστορίας Μίνιμας, 105,4 διαδικτυακό ραδιόφωνο, συνδεδεμένο με τη φωνή της Ελλάδας. Χαιρόμαστε που σε λίγο θα μιλήσουμε και με την ΕΡΤ, με το Θωμά Σίδερη. But before this connection, I would like to ask you something, Isil. I confess that I feel delighted by your focus on the Balkanian music culture and wider Eastern, which colors all your work until now, taking into account your 3 CDs plus your work on Clara Haskell performance. Is it accidental, or is it pilgrimage to its lyric, sensitive and melodious characteristics?
Yeah, actually it's not accidental, because I am Balkanian. I mean, I'm coming from Balkans. My grandparents from my mother's side are coming from Yugoslavia, and my father's side is coming from Greece, so actually from Thessaloniki. So it's in my blood. It's you know, all these melodies I grew up with listening the more Balkanic and Turkish music than classic music somehow. So it's part of me, like I'm coming from a culture when there is music, the people are singing, the people are dancing, and so it's something very kinetically lived in music. So we are not like more mental people from these cultures. So we are more feeling things. It's our way of expressing. As you know, in Greece it's the same, in Turkey or all, on all this Balkan culture. Even it's like this also in Spain, like this also in Italy. It's the other part, but this maybe south, maybe the also the sun is making people more exterior. So in my case, my first album came out because I wanted to make a family reunion with the sound. So I wanted to put my family together, and as there are many Balkan people, so I took the composers from Balkans, as well as from Switzerland, from Japan, because I have also families there. I wanted to put everybody together because it's a very suffering part. It's kind of a trauma separation in my life and also in my family's life. So I wanted to put everyone together somehow. In Balkanic music, there is this melody part, there is singing part, there is the way of expression is coming really from heart and coming from belly. It's something very inside, which is very close to my nature. So I think it was there since I was born. It will be there till my death, I think.
Thank you. Thank you, Isil. It's a very clear explanation. And I would like to connect with Thomas Sideris, who is a well-known journalist in Earth broadcast, the national radio broadcast of Greece, and with the voice of Greece, the Φωνή της Ελλάδας. Καλησπέρα, Θωμά. Σ' ακούμε.
Good evening to Brussels. Good evening, my dearest Isil. Good evening, dear colleagues. It's in another common production with Radio Panik of Brussels and Hellenic Broadcasting Corporation, ERT, my radio program, Unguarded Bastards. Thank you very much for this radio program. Thank you, Isil, for another time.
Thank you, Thomas.
I'm very happy to speak with you.
Yes, me too. Thank you. Good evening.
Isil, you know, I was in Yerevan last week in Armenia. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, your work on Arnaud Babadzanyan music, mm-hmm. And I believe that the music connect the humans around the world. You know, now in Armenia we have another conflict. Your album is a light in the dark. Such I was hearing your themes in your new album, I felt that really it's a light in the darkness. We have the COVID, we have the pandemic all over the world. Now we have the war, but your music is out of this darkness frame. And thank you very much for it. Isil, you know, such I was hearing your album, I thought another musician, Alice Hertz Sommer, the last survivor of the ghetto Theresienstadt. Can you hear me or not?
Perfectly. Yes, yes, we hear yes. You, yes.
Okay. Her work on Bedřich Smetana and Gustav Mahler was amazing. And I would like to ask something else. All the album recording at December 22 in the theater of Brussels?
Yes, in Flage, the concert hall, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, the album was recorded in August 2022 and it was released mm-hmm. on December 2022, the same year. And in this, yes.
And the title is Agni Kunda.
Agni Kunda, yes.
Agni Kunda. You know, in Greek, Agni is reading Agni. Agni in Greek means virgin. for example, Virgin Maria.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Thomas. I hope we will meet each other.
Thank you. I will see you in Athens.
I hope so. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much. Good night from Athens.
Thanks very much, Tom. Good night. Thanks very much for your...
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your intervention. Bye-bye now. Indeed, the concert was the first concert of the Easels album was in fact at Flagey. It was recorded there, and the first concert was there. So it was very appropriate that it was done in Flagey, which is one of the main concert halls of Brussels. And we very much appreciate here on Radio Panic this special collaboration that we have with ERT World, the Voice of Greece, with Tom Sidaras and. We know how busy he is. He's traveling all over the Europe and also in Armenia, as he says, and elsewhere, doing his good work, United States. And he's all the films that he is doing. We are very honored by his presence here this evening. So we carry on with the theme, the light theme that Thomas alluded to now. In the next piece that we're going to hear, indeed, it's by a Russian composer, in fact, Nikolai Metner, Fairy Tales. This is an opus from 1909, in fact, and there are 38 fairy tales in his Fairy Tales, Nikolai Metner, and Ischel has chosen two of them, the numbers are one and two in Opus 20. So let us hear this from 1909. Thank you.
This was great, a storm with a piano.
Nice to hear from you, Francesco. We're on Radio Panic 105.4. And the second of those two pieces that you heard there is, in fact, the second single from the album, which is released. So you see, there's not just one single, but there's two singles.
Yes, Ischel. Nikolai Metner is not a composer I know very much about. And I know it's very much 20th century focus. So I wonder if you could say a little bit about him and his work, and also about these fairy tales, because I understand he wrote 38 and you've chosen two. Perhaps why did you choose those particular two?
Mm-hmm. So actually, yeah, Metner is a composer. I heard these pieces played by him. It's rare to hear the composers play their pieces, especially when they were living a long time ago. So this is a very big luck to hear a composer to playing his own pieces. And I was in love with these pieces when I heard, and I wanted to know more about him. And he's a Russian composer. It's a little bit, there is this Rachmaninoff color in his way of composing. And he's very personal. It's going really deep inside. He's taking also many risks in his way of writing, and he was also a kind of opposite of the people in his period of life, and he wasn't going in fashion. He was really doing his own thing. So I like it always, because what we need in life, to not maybe me going always the way the people want us to go, but to be what we are really. So he was this type of musician. And these fairy tales are coming because when I start to work on the theater show of Clara Askel, Prelude and Fugue, so I made the music, piano music part of this piece. And when we were rehearsing, and our director was making the actress Leticia Casta working on the monologue, so on the text. And I was always there from the beginning of the rehearsals and listening what the text is and how the piece was constructed and everything. And when he was feeling the time for music, and I had to come immediately and propose some pieces. So it's like that we, the construction of the piece happened, the theater piece. And so I worked a lot of pieces, like 4 or 5 hours of music from Clara Haskell's repertoire. And she didn't record, but she played in her repertoire the first Metner, first piece of the fairy tale, Opus 20. And I wanted to put it in the piece, because there is a moment where she's passing her premier prix. Now I don't think I'm not speaking French anymore. Premier prix exam.
First prize.
Yes, in the conservatory. So at that moment, I wanted to put this first fairy tale, Opus 20. So it's coming from this show that this piece is coming with me since 2020-21 now. So when I made the album, as I was following my intuition and going around this flame fire team, and I wanted to record this one and also the second one, which is a very dark and very obsessive one, as you just heard now. And I wanted to put it like the second single, because I felt that it was showing this part of, you know, as also the flames and fires, they can become bigger and bigger and excite each other, and it can get big very quickly, and it can make a disaster very easily. So it's a little bit like dark side, let's say, the fire. So I wanted to show also this part, because it's, I think, important as an artist to show the things how they are, not always making them camouflage, but sometimes also to be, to show things as they are. That's what I feel to do. Actually, so this piece came by my inspiration from this theater show, Clara Askel, Prelude and Fugue.
Indeed, Isil, another example of a sensitive and very touching piece of this Russian composer and pianist. Watching you playing this melody at Flagey was a real feast for the eyes and senses. How do you feel playing such lyric melodies? Are you still present on the stage, or you travel away, as I felt you did playing it?
Yeah, as we were talking about it, like almost 1 hour ago, I think it's a kind of a schizophrenic way of always playing on stage, because yeah, you travel somewhere and you stay there at the same time, so you are a little bit everywhere. And I think when the human beings, we are letting ourselves to the experience, like when we are meditating also, we feel it, that we are there and at the same time we are everywhere. So the music and this moment, to present moment, when you make music or when you can also do other things, when you even wash your dress at home, you can also feel it. If you can come to this moment, which is present, then you are there and you are everywhere at the same time. That's how I feel things. So when I can get to this point, which is not always easy, because we have a lot of parasites in our lives, so we are very dirty actually mentally, and everything is very stressful in our lives, unfortunately, today. And so it's difficult to be in present. It's difficult to be present to someone, present to ourselves. So this, but this point where the truth is, I don't know how to explain, but when you can go to in this present time, then you become the truth itself. That's how I feel things. So it means that somebody can compose something like 200 years ago, which is completely different of our time, that what we are doing today. And we can feel and listen this piece and feel it like it was written now, today. So, and this is happening when we can go to this present moment, I feel. So it's kind of evidence which is happening, because it's a human story, and I think we are all interconnected. And the time is something very relative, and that we are with our mentals and intellectual doing things, you know, pragmatically. We say, okay, now it's 1 hour, after it's 3 o'clock or after it's five. But at the same time, I think there is another way of connection where the time is maybe zero, or, you know, everything is happening. Yeah, future, past, and the present are together. So how I feel things, actually. So if you call it travel, yes, I travel. If you call it I'm on stage, yes, I'm on stage. I think everything is together.
Indeed, you're in two places at once, maybe even three dimensions. Anyway, now we will hear a piece from a French piece from Claude Debussy from 1910, What the West Wind Saw. We're on Radio Panic 105.4. So this piece here is a bit like the Goya one that we heard earlier by Granados, in the sense that it's inspired by a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Garden of Paradise, a lovely title, but in fact quite a heavy story, first published in 1839. To what extent, Ischel, when you choose pieces to put on an album, or when you play them, do you look at the books or the paintings behind those pieces of music? Because here there's a clear link with another form of art, with literature.
Yes, sure. I'm always nourishing, you know, what I'm doing with everything is nourishing it, actually. And I'm reading, I'm watching films, I'm going to theater shows, I'm reading some theater books, and reading also literature. And everything is inspiring each other. I'm taking it. And it's not always only the arts, it's also discussions with the people and with other artists or people which are not artists. So sometimes you can, when you are looking for signs, for symbols, for elements to nourish what are you doing, I think the universe is everywhere. There are always something that you can use in what you do. So yeah, I'm doing it. Sometimes if we say, okay, I will play Goyeska, so I have to know really very well the Goya's drawing and the understanding it's exactly, which doesn't mean that when you play the piece it will be fantastic, which doesn't mean that, but it's helping, it's nourishing it, and it's giving ideas and it's giving images, so it can help and it can make your playing and your vision more rich. So that's the point, that I'm always looking for it, actually, yes.
Yeah, in these two pieces that we've heard, the Granados and this one here, there are specific links with other art forms, whereas the other ones, maybe we didn't have that so much. Just on a technical question, the album was recorded in Flagey in August of 2022, and you released it in December. So what happens in between on the technical side? I guess there's a lot of engineers that come in, and then you have to go into to talk with the engineers. It's not just a question of you press the button at the end of August and then it comes out in December.
Actually, yeah, there are a lot of works. Actually, as I'm also doing the record label myself now, I had this choice to do my own record label. And so it's a lot of work actually to do. And today the musicians have to do many things which are not their profession. So especially when you do also the label yourself, you have a lot of work. So there is all the procedure of editing, mastering. So all the versions to listen, to decide what we use. Because when we make a recording, we do many different versions what we do. So we choose after which is the fitting best together, and all the sound quality and all the balance of the sounds and everything. So there are a lot of works in that part, which is that we need to be very close to with the sound engineer. That I'm very happy to work with Christopher Tarnow, with whom we recorded Terre de Jeu and also Annie Kunda. And after there's all production part, of course, printing the albums and choosing the photos, making the photos and putting the cover and everything, and all the promotional sites. So a lot of work doing, and I'm in general doing it in a very short time, so it's getting a little bit stressful. So now I'm trying to plan and take a little bit more time for the next one, that I want to make it a little bit more relax, because it's very stressful.
So we may not get an album in 2023, but it might be in 2024.
Yeah, maybe if I really take time as it should be, it will be better in 2024, yes.
Okay. Now we will hear the last piece on the album by our third Russian composer this evening, Alexandra Scriabin, from 1905, called Album Leaflet, an unusual name, I find. So let's hear this from 1905. your leaflet on this album, you wrote that this piece is like being in a state between sleeping and waking, with a sense of comfort and not knowing where to go, but it's up to us to choose. Would you just care to elaborate a little bit more on what you meant there?
Sure. So first of all, we are on Radio Panic, 105.4 and Historias Minimas. And we are with Francesco on the console and Vasilis and Jan and John and myself, Ushul Bengi. So yes, actually this is the last piece of Anikunda I took by Scriabin, Alexander Scriabin, which is an amazing Russian composer, like many others. So this piece was a feeling of, you know, it's a little bit like abstract, like a piece. It's a feeling of, yeah, when you wake up that you don't know always you are in bed, but at the same time you are still like in your dream or this night feeling that we don't really know where we are when we are sleeping. Actually, it's very strange, all these dreams that we are doing also and everything. And when you wake up, there is this feeling that not knowing where we are really, but knowing even what we are. This is a natural feeling. So I wanted to finish with this feeling because we had a very hard time these last years. I think human beings, we always had the periods where the time was really hard. So it's not the most hardest time, but it was one of the hard time of our space, let's say. And so it was like a little bit feeling that this album was expressing all this difficulty and all this burning part and all this anger and what's happening behind of these events, that when we leave these difficult events, what's happening in human beings. And when it's finishing, like you are released somehow, but at the same time you don't know anymore what is your reality, because it's not anymore like before. So you don't know really where you are. So you have to like start things from beginning. It's not, it cannot be like before anymore, but you don't know what will happen now. So I really felt after these difficult periods of our last years, this. So like you don't know to go back and you don't know where you will go, and you are lost a little bit, this feeling. But at the same time, this feeling of to be lost and to be in chaos somehow, it's also giving the possibility to make born new things. Like, as we say, also world is coming from chaos and everything, so whatever we believe in it. But so this is a little bit that when the album is finishing, you can do whatever you want with this. So also when we feel a lot of dark emotions, we can transform them, do something constructive, or we can be really make this destruction. We can make war, we can make negative things. So I think it's we can choose what we want to do with our experiences in life.
Thank you, Isil, for this optimism and inspiration you create to all of us. So this is the pure flame is the hope and the new start. I would like to ask you something a little bit different, although this discussion is very interesting. At Flagey on 16th of December 2022, the encore was from the Haikai album. Ulvike Mahler King de Juslar composed it in 1937. How do you pick an encore? Do you simply decide on the spot? And do you vary them between concerts on the same tour?
Yeah, actually, I'm not always playing an encore after a concert, because it's like a story which is finishing, like here, for example, it's finishing with Scriabin. It's like kind of a au revoir for me. When I also made the album, it was this type of piece for me, to say au revoir and leave people with this feeling of they decide what they want to do after this experience. But sometimes public audience, they are so enthusiastic and they want more. So I don't want to disappoint them either. So it's always a decision. Can I play something or I don't play something? So in this Flage concert, this Duyuşlar piece came, and it's a Petit Berger, Küçük Çoban, the name of the piece. It's like Petit Berger is playing a flute and walking and getting more and more far from the image. So this is my way of saying again au revoir to the public, that I'm now leaving, and we will maybe meet each other somewhere one day, some moments. So this one came that day like this, and this piece is coming quite often like an encore, because it's a nice way to say goodbye to the audience. So, but sometimes I don't play encore, and yeah, this one came like that. But it's changing also, it can change in another concert, it can be something else.
In fact, there are two bye-byes. I mean, you have the Skerebin, as you say, it was the end of the album, and it is also an au revoir in between state, and also looking to the future. And then you have, again, the second bye-bye. But that is precisely what an encore is. It is a bis. It is a see you later, see you next time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play it. It's not part of the album, but we'll play it. But this was on Ischl's first album, Ikea. Let's hear it. Well, I think that's a very fitting end to our show. We're at Radio Panic, Historias Minimas, together with Ert, Ert World, the voice of Greece. We're very honored to have the collaboration from the Greek radio. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. In the spirit of Anya Kunda, we know that even in the darkest night will finally the light be brought, as Bertolt Brecht had said, and that the darkest time of the night is always a bit before dawn. So it's been wonderful that you've been listening in, and that you will now, I hope, look for this album by Ischl Bingi, Agnia Kunda, also for her other two albums as well, and keep an eye on her as an artist. She has a very good web page. So it's good night from John.
Vasilis, Kalinichta.
Good night from Ian.
And good night to everyone from Ischl Bingi in Greece, in Europe, wherever the people are listening to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And just so we finish the show now, but if you just want just to make the point about breaks between music, we're now just going to hear two pieces by a rock group, in fact, called Queen, that you might have heard of. We will rock you, and we are the champions. And listen to the pause in between the songs. That's what we're playing, because that's what we've been talking about on the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Radio Panik, Historias Minimas.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.